This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
According to Marijuana Daily, the United States cannabis sales is on pace to eclipse $15 billion by the end of 2020. Director of National Sales at Verano, Maria Johnson, explains why cannabis is so popular and what are some surprising benefits from it. Thanks for joining me, Maria.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
So could you tell me what's the difference between CBD and THC?
So they're both cannabinoids present in cannabis. Some strains have higher THC levels and some strains have higher CBD levels. The interesting difference between those two cannabinoids, CBD is the non-psychoactive component in cannabis, and THC is the cannabinoid that you can feel, right? It's the cannabinoid that people talk about when they say, I'm high or I'm stoned. They're referring to THC. CBD historically doesn't provide that same feeling when you use it, and it has a very calming feeling. But what you feel with CBD is the absence of your symptoms versus a high, if that makes sense.
It does. That makes a lot of sense because you see a lot of products that say they have CBD in it. And I'm always concerned, like, is this stuff going to make me feel funny or am I just going to feel good?
You should just feel a little bit of a reset. So I liken it to like when you take an Advil, you don't really feel the Advil working. You don't feel anything from that medication, but what you are experiencing are an absence of your symptoms. And it's very similar with CBD in that comparison. So you shouldn't really feel the CBD. What you should feel is relief from whatever symptom you're looking to treat. So if that's anxiety, depression, or, you know, aches and pains, that you should feel some relief from that. And it's very subtle. And all of a sudden, you know, when you take CBD, it's like you just feel better, which is just essentially what everybody's looking for.
Now, I know hemp, that's legal across the country. Is CBD legal across the country?
Yeah, CBD is legal. To my knowledge, it's in 47 states. There are a couple that have some restrictions on CBD. You know, for instance, like Ohio, I believe you can only purchase CBD products at medical dispensaries, but very, very limited states that are like that. Widely across the U.S., CBD is embraced and very easy to purchase.
When it comes to cannabis, can it help with anxiety? Because from personal experience, I always got paranoid. So I don't think it helped with my anxiety at all.
You know, that is a common use case for many people. And typically, if you're a first-time user, we like to start patients on a very low dose, whether that is a flower product or an edible product, or if you're vaping it, you want to go with a product that is a very small dose until you know how your body and your endocannabinoid system is going to react to that product. It can cause anxiety for some people. I used to tell patients at when working at a dispensary, cannabis tends to meet you where you're at. So if you're going to be using cannabis and you're in a very high state of anxiety, it can sometimes heighten that. But if you're feeling those heightened feelings, it doesn't last. And cannabis will really help to calm your mind and bring you to a really peaceful state. But if you're using it in high doses, it can definitely heighten paranoia or anxiety. But we recommend that you start with small doses and work your way up so that you can avoid that. And using CBD with THC is a great tool, and it really helps to eliminate that anxious feeling or that paranoia when using higher THC products.
Speaking of dosage, what would be a really good percentage to be at for CBD when you're looking for pain management pills?
Something that's very, very helpful across the board is a one-to-one ratio. And that means that the product that you're using has equal amounts of CBD to THC in that product, and they match each other. And like a 2.5 milligram tablet is great because you're getting 2.5 milligrams of CBD and 2.5 milligrams of THC in that first dose. And then that's a small enough microdose that you can slowly add to the regimen. But the one-to-one ratio, the one-to-one dosing is great for beginners. And even many people like myself who've been using cannabis for years, I use a 1-to-1 ratio oil and tablet on a daily basis for a lot of symptoms, and it works very well.
You guys sent me some of the microdosing pills, and I personally didn't take them myself, but I gave it to my cousin, who's actually a really heavy user. And one of the problems he had was trying to figure out what was an appropriate amount of pills to take at one time. He ended up doing one pill every hour for 4 hours. Was that good?
Yeah. The great thing about that product is that you can experiment until you find the dose that feels right to you. So he did it exactly the way that we've made them be dosed. So start with one pill, wait 30 minutes to an hour, because it takes a while for the cannabinoids to go through the digestive tract and to really work through your system. If you're not feeling the type of relief after that first hour, go ahead and try a second and then work up to it just like he did until getting to that optimum level. So it sounds like he got to about 10 milligrams, and that's great.
Now, one of the things I was trying to get him to do is to not smoke while before taking it. I kind of wanted him to have like a clean palate. So I was like, could you not smoke for like 2 days and then take the pills? He's like, no, not going to happen.
Your tolerance can definitely affect how products affect you. If you eat edibles on a regular basis, a tiny microdose may not really give you that effect that you're looking for, since you're used to a higher dose of THC or CBD. But the neat thing about taking a microdose, you can dose throughout the day and build up the level in your body so that you actually get a really nice leveled out treatment throughout the day. That makes sense.
Yeah, I was trying to do research on it, and it tends to lean more towards LSD than marijuana. So I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is this new?
It is new. You know, as the cannabis industry evolves, we're trying to replicate products that are found commonly in your medicine chest, right? And when you think about like a chewable baby aspirin that you can take for a variety of reasons, preventative or, you know, acute. So that's kind of what we had in mind with microdosing tablets and the Avexia tablet line, where you can chew the tablet, you can swallow the tablet. It's a very small dose, and it can be taken for a variety of reasons.
Now you're saying that you guys want to start making things that you can find in your medicine cabinet. So what else do you have?
Yeah, we have like a pain relief balm that is all natural ingredients. And I liken it to a tiger balm, but we've added CBD and THC oil to the balm. And it's a beautiful package, very easy to use. And you can apply the balm wherever you're having aches and pain. And it works pretty immediately. I suffer from migraines, and I use it regularly on my temples, up and down my neck. At the onset of a migraine, obviously, when you have severe migraines, you try to hit it with every single tool that you have. And the Avexia Pain Relief Balm is wonderful for that. Kind of a fun off use of that product. We have a lot of patients and customers that put it on dark spots or skin conditions or rashes that they've been having that aren't going away. And the CBD and THC oil in that seems to clear those oddities right up for folks. So that's really great too.
So it has THC inside of it, or just CBD?
Yeah, It has both. It's a 1-to-1 ratio pain relief balm. It's in a coconut oil and beeswax base. And then we added essential oils to the balm along with THC oil and CBD oil. And so it has equal amounts of both cannabinoids. And it's one of our best sellers nationally due to its quickness of onset, but also there's no psychoactive effect with a topical. So you're effectively treating the area that's bothering you.
The THC inside, it won't absorb into your skin then, like you won't get high from it.
No, you really don't feel any sort of cloudy high or any psychoactive effect with the topical. They're really, really good at localized relief.
Oh, well, that's good to know. I mean, I was kind of spooked to try it, but I'm going to try the Epsom salt and the other stuff that you guys sent, because I was thinking maybe I would get high from it. I'm like, I don't want to be paranoid and not in pain.
No. If anything, you are about to indulge in the ultimate self-care ritual for yourself. So enjoy the lavender Epsom salt soak, you know, as a really indulgent product and very, very relaxing. So you don't need the entire jar. I recommend using a quarter amount of what's in the jar in your bath and you'll feel like you're in a cocoon when you get out. It makes the skin glow, and it's incredibly relaxing. And then that's a great time after doing this basalt soak to apply some of the pain relief balm and then see how you feel. It's a really, really nice, relaxing feeling throughout your limbs wherever you apply it.
Now, does the consumption of cannabis change its effects on your body versus, like you said, the Epsom salt, putting it on your body or ingesting it or smoking it? Are there different effects to you?
Yeah, there are. You know, when you're vaping cannabis or combusting or smoking cannabis in a joint, for instance, you're going to have a different effect than you're going to have when you eat an edible, like a chocolate or gummy. And topicals feel different as well. But that's really what's so beautiful about this plant and the product lineup is that there's literally something for everyone. So if you're like my 84-year-old father, who has never used cannabis in his life, but now has aches and pains and sore limbs and sore joints, something like the Avexia Pain Relief Balm is a familiar product to him that he's used to seeing in a medicine cabinet. He's used to using a topical or a lotion. The ability for it to work so quickly and so effectively with no side effects is great for him. We also have, you know, the connoisseur user who loves to really feel it, right? They're looking for that memorable experience every time they use a cannabis product. And so we have cannabis oil concentrate for them that are super high potency and very high in THC and test in the 90 percentile. And they're going to get that experience that they're looking for every time they use it. Or someone like myself who prefers tablets, I prefer mints, I prefer a smaller dose of cannabis throughout the day to really calm the mind for me, right? And help eliminate pain and inflammation that I'm looking to treat. So, you know, everyone is different. And with that in mind, we've tried to really design a product catalog that covers every single consumer. And even those that haven't tried cannabis yet, right? So that's the most important person out there. Someone who hasn't experienced the beauty of this plant and everything that it can do, when they try a mint or see a bottle of the microdose tablet, that seems a little bit more palatable for people and an easier first use case.
Now, we spoke about Verano's microdosing pills, the Epsom salt, and the balm. What else do you guys make?
Oh, gosh. We have a full line of products. We have mints that are 5 milligrams, and they are flavored with tangerine flavors and wild berry and loaded with THC. And we've added menthol to the mint so that they're quickly absorbed through the saliva glands and you can feel the onset quickly. Those are so popular in all the states that we have them in. We also make vape cartridges using very pure cannabis oil. It goes through a distillation process, and then you can vape the cartridge and experience all of the medical benefits that you would from that specific cannabis strain in its flower version, which is commonly called bud. We sell our flower products in eighths and pre-roll. So an eighth is 3.5 grams of cannabis, beautiful glass jar, available at dispensaries. We have typically 10 to 15 strains that we're growing at a time of flower, and it's widely enjoyed. That's kind of our Hall of Fame product. Verano is known for Verano flower in all of our states that we grow product in. And with that flower, we then process and manufacture a wide variety of products that are available on our menu, like our gummies, like our chocolate, the balm we talked about, the Epsom salt soak. All of the THC oil that's in those products is derived from our plants that we grow in each state. So that's a really unique process. Your Department of Ag, you're also, you know, part of a consumer product that's out and about. You're part of a retail level, a cultivation level. It's a very, very stimulating industry and fun to produce products using this amazing plant.
You know, hearing you talk about all the stuff about the cannabis industry, I couldn't help but to think, like, when I was younger, it was all about marijuana. It was like, what kind of strain is this? What kind of bud is this? And it wasn't very, I guess, industry. It was just very, like, niche. So now it went to we're talking about buds and maybe even like what kind of colored pipe do you have to, hey, how much CBD to THC ratio is within this product? And it went from being taboo to, hey, this is a legitimate medicine now. How did that transition?
You know, it has been a fast transition. I started in the industry in 2016. And at that time, the medical program was just getting started in Illinois. And we had so few patients that dispensaries were worried about their doors closing. And so to be a part of something that was so stigmatized that it was not available to the public, and folks were going to prison when, you know, they were getting these charges for selling it on the black market, to running wholesale for a company that has a national reach, is mind-blowing. And in such a quick amount of time, cannabis has become mainstream. You're right. Now, you know, you can really customize your cannabis experience, right? You can go to a dispensary. You can tell the patient care representative or the bud tender, if you're in an adult use state like Illinois, you can tell them what type of experience you're looking for. And they can recommend the correct product for you to use to achieve that experience, whether that is medical relief or you're an adult use person that is looking to have a relaxing weekend and literally melt into the couch as you Netflix and chill. You're going to be able to get that type of experience in a dispensary, which is awesome.
So in your opinion, what do you think is the future of the cannabis industry?
I see the cannabis industry as growing, even becoming more widely available to the everyday consumer. I think that you're going to see a lot of big corporations that are very well known making the leap over into the cannabis industry. It changes daily, right? We find out new regulations. We have to follow compliance very, very closely. I think that the cannabis industry is going to explode and has been explosive. So the future is very bright. And I think you're going to see a lot of familiar names trying to get into this industry because it's amazing. I mean, we have a plant that were discovered today in the Amazon would be lauded, right? It would be miraculous due to all of its benefits. So to see it becoming mainstream, to see it embrace all demographics by all humans is amazing.
Well, Maria, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. And for those listening, where can they find more information about you and Verano?
You can check us out at our website at veranobrands.com. We have a thriving Instagram account. We have products in dispensaries throughout Illinois, in the state of Maryland, Nevada, and Ohio. And we look forward to giving consumers a memorable experience with our product. Thank you so much for having me.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.